Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Wednesday. This is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I am grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who has given me opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ again with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over the air, contact us at the email address, godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD2MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Glory be to God. So, amen and amen. Wherever you listen to me, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us come together this day and pray. Most gracious God, we thank you once again for you have blessed us on this day that you have allowed us to see. And we're grateful, Lord God, that once again we can say that you have blessed us to assemble together again in your word. Father, I pray today that your word will go forth today in spirit and truth, and that it will touch the hearts and ears of those who are seeking truth from you. Father, I pray that all those that are crying out to you will hear your voice, and Lord, get the answer they stand in need in this hour. Father, I thank you, Lord, for protecting us and keeping us. In Jesus' name, I plead the blood against the works of Satan right now. Every hindering tactic of the enemy to try to hinder this broadcast, to hinder anyone trying to listen to the broadcast, I rebuke you. The Lord rebukes you. I plead the blood against you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. If you have your Bibles, let's go to the book of Mark, chapter 5. The book of Mark, chapter 5. And I want to speak to you all today, giving the word of God to you on this blessed day in Jesus' name, thanking you for tuning in to the broadcast, thanking God for giving me this chance to deliver this message to you. The fifth chapter of the book of Mark, glory be to God. We're going to start at verse 1. But I want to say, as before we get into the lesson, I was talking to a young man on my job today, and as well as others before, to tell him that, you know, to let him know that and give them the message, because it's something that I believe that the Lord has been letting me see. And I've been telling them that we're going to see in these last days stronger demonic manifestations. And I don't say this to scare anyone. I just have to, you know, be truthful about it, because Satan is becoming more and more bold as the church become more and more scared. And Satan, who has influenced men in many ways, and especially in the area of scary movies, to make scary movies with the purpose in mind to desensitize people. And it's sad to say that some of the desensitizing has even been going on among those who have professed to be believers of Jesus Christ. Now, this is very important because, as I said, in these last days, there are going to be more demonic manifestations that's not going to be hid. You know, you find many people, even people in the church, that say, when you tell them, say, hey, there was a demon in this person's home, blah, blah, this and that, they say, well, yeah, I've heard the demons can do that. I heard. You hear more like I heard more times than saying, you know, and you don't run with everything people say, but saying that more time to say, okay, I believe it. You know, or, you know, I understand what you're saying. It's more of I heard. Now, many times when you find people saying that, And you kind of look at their reaction when you're sharing the story with them. If you said, well, the Lord used me in casting a demon out of so-and-so, so-and-so, you begin to notice this look of unbelief on their face. This look of unbelief on their face, because Satan, through movies, through unbelief, you name it, has desensitized the people to a point where they're thinking that he really don't exist. And once again, I say, sadly, it is among even some who claim to believe the Lord Jesus Christ. When you talk to certain Christians and you tell them, you know, okay, about, you mentioned witchcraft, the first thing they say is, I don't believe in that. Well, here's what I want you to understand. And I'm not trying to get you to be, quote, believing in witchcraft, but understand that it do exist. But here's the thing. That's just like the devil. He don't care if you don't believe in him. That's not going to stop him from doing what he's doing. Okay? And the word of God shows us that it is true. It is real. It shows us that Satan is real. It shows that Satan is active. Satan does things. Okay? But some Christians have treated it like it is a fairy tale or a myth or a fable. Okay? Well, I want to say to those of you this day who think in such a manner, even though you may not come out and say it, but you think you and you think stuff is hid, hold on to your seatbelts. You finna see the real thing. Now, I'm telling you this because as we go into the book of Mark chapter 5, verse 1, the Bible says, and they came over into the other side of the sea. Now, if you read chapter 4, now remember, the Bible was not originally written in chapter and verses. Man put it in that in chapter verses. The original writing of the Bible was like, if you want to describe it, like a big letter or something. But anyhow, when man went to translate it, he put it in chapter and verses. So when verse 1 said, and they, the day is talking about Jesus and the disciples who was on the boat or the ship, because you had to read that in chapter 4, came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes, okay? And when he was come out of the ship, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. The title of this message today is Ministering to Those in Prison by Satan. Ministering to Those in Prison by Satan. Hallelujah. Glory to God. The first thing I want you to notice that the Bible said, and they came over unto the other side of the sea, into the country of the Gadarenes. Now, when you read chapter 4, you'll find out that Jesus was in the boat or in the ship with his disciples. Amen. And so now the ship is up on the other side of the sea in the country of the Gadarenes. Okay. Now, the word Gadarenes mean men of Gadara. Okay. People that live there. That is, get this, a place surrounded or walled, okay? And walls have different symbolic meanings in scriptures. One of them can deal with representing a place of imprisonment, okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I noticed that Jesus and his disciples was in the ship, but verse 2 said, and when he was come out of the ship, it didn't say when they, when he. Now, wait a minute. Why didn't the disciples come out? The Bible said when he come out of the ship, immediately. Not a long time after he come out of the ship, but immediately. There met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit. Now, when you think about it, you say, well, wait a minute. If the disciples was in the ship with him, which they were, as you read chapter 4, why when they came to the other side, Jesus was the only one to come out of the ship and was met immediately with a man out of the tombs who had an unclean spirit. Well, because no doubt in my mind that disciples was not ready for that encounter. You say, well, why do you say that, Brother Nate? Well, if you go back to chapter 4 and read chapter 4 coming toward the end of chapter 4, you would notice that when they was in the ship, a great storm of wind rose,
And the waves begin to beat the ship. And it was beating the ship. And the Bible tells us Jesus was on the ship asleep. But his disciples went over there to wake him and said, Master, carest thou not that we perish? They didn't say, do you care if we might perish? He said, do you care that we perish? In other words, they were so sure they was going to die. And you had Jesus right there on the boat with you. And remember, Jesus rose up, rebuked the storm, said, peace be still. The wind ceased, the storm calmed, and he asked them a question. Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? So you got some people in the church, they're not ready for this encounter by those who've been imprisoned by Satan. Oh, yeah, we get a bunch of hallelujahs in service and some rolling on the floor and some proclaiming Jesus is the best. But, my God, we are shaken by other things besides having an encounter with the enemy. Hallelujah. Some people are not ready. They're not. The disciples weren't even ready in the faith. Jesus said, how is it that you have no faith? How is it that you're so fearful? Fearful meaning full of fear. And see, what is one of the first things that hit man when they encounter the enemy? Fear. And one thing about the devil, when you're in fear and he get a hold of that, he know he's going to have a heyday with you. You understand what I'm saying? I remember when I first came to the Lord and first coming to the ministry, Brother Albert Clark, thank God for Brother Clark, who he's gone to be with the Lord. But he gave me some advice, you know, especially when you in, many times what's called many churches delivery sessions where you ministering to people. And one thing about it, when you get in those sessions, you begin to see some demonic manifestations, talking through people, stuff like that. And one of the things he told me, he said, brother, don't be in fear. Don't let the devil scare you, because you be in fear, he sensed that he can have a heyday, he can have a time with you. And I remember one of the first ones I was involved in, and I had to tell you, people, to be honest, I started sensing that fear come, and I had to speak and rebuke it. Hallelujah. Because many times when you in that atmosphere, you can sense the evil. You understand what I'm saying? And see, many of us, we're not ready for that. Neither are we getting prepared. Let me throw that in there, okay? Some of you are wrapped up in how many cars and how many houses and what kind of husband and what kind of wife you can get. And don't get me wrong, God wants to bless you with things. But we become more wrapped up in it than getting prepared in ministry. Hallelujah. In the Lord. Remember what Peter told us? He said that Jesus left us an example that we shall follow in his steps. Amen. Well, what did Jesus do? Did he run from demons? No. He cast them out. He encountered them. He cast them out. He didn't run from them. So when the Bible said, and he come out of the ship, it didn't say they. Because there's no doubt that the disciples were not ready for this encounter. They already were shook up by being in the ship, storm and waves hitting it, and having Jesus there with them, still thinking they was going to die. And see, many of us is not ready because we got the Holy Ghost in us, but we have encountered other things besides an encounter with the enemy, per se, and we are shaken. And we got the very Lord Jesus, the hope of glory, in us by his Spirit. Do you hear what I'm saying? It's high time, people, to get prepared. Because you got to come outside of the church building walls. You're going to have to do it. You can't just sit in there. You know, some people think they're just going to sit in there all their entire Christian life. That's what God wants them to do, just sit in the church wall. No. Just like here, I'm on Blog Talk Radio. It's where my brothers and sisters. Well, the time is going to come that they're going to tell the true believers, say, you got to quit preaching that message. I'm talking about on internet anywhere. It's coming, people. So what are we going to do? Sit at the house and not do nothing? No, God wants the gospel to still be carried out. We're going to have to be foot soldiers. Glory to God. Peter, Paul, James, and John, they had to do some footing, carrying the message, okay? Thank God for technology today. But I'm here to tell you, we cannot 100% depend on it, because the day is going to come that these messages that we're bringing to you on this internet radio and other places like Facebook and YouTube and all that, the time going to come, they finna crack down strongly and say, hey, no more of those messages. No more of this message. In fact, they're going to start telling the true believers, say, hey, we want to monitor what you speak. We want to check on it. And so when you say, well, I'm finna preach on that, you can't preach on that. Now, some of y'all might think I'm being far-fetched, but I'm coming straight with you. They're going to want to regulate what you preach. Watch what I'm telling you. They're going to regulate. They're going to want to regulate what you want to preach on the radio, the TV, et cetera. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so the Bible said when Jesus come out of the ship, immediately, say immediately, 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 there met him out of the tombs. The tomb, we know, is a place for where dead bodies are. A man with an unclean spirit. Now, when the Bible talks about Satan and his cohorts, they're referred to as devils, demons, and even what? Unclean spirits, all the same thing. You're not going to hear about demons having a clean spirit. Demons don't carry clean spirits, people. Amen? And that's why when people turn to Satan for help, or to do something for him, he is always going to lead them into doing something unclean, because his nature is sinful and evil. Satan is not going to lead you to doing righteousness. You can counsel that. That's not happening. That's not in his resume. That's not in his nature. So Jesus comes out of the ship, and immediately he's met with a man out of the tombs who had an unclean spirit. He didn't shake his shiver. He didn't go, oh, my goodness, and turn around and run back to the boat. He didn't pray to the Father, say, Father, I ain't ready for this. He met it head on. And see, if we're shaken by other things, then when it comes to ministry, and I'm talking about those who are imprisoned by Satan, okay? Like I told you, one of the representation of walls can mean a place of imprisonment. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And the Bible said this man who had an unclean spirit had his dwelling among the tombs. And no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because that he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces, neither could any man tame him. Do you hear that? Hallelujah. Glory to God. See, he had this, see, this man had this unclean spirit, this demon, this devil, and he dwelt among the tombs, among the place where the dead. And see, when you look at it, when Satan is doing stuff in your life, controlling your stuff like that, anyone, he's not going to lead you to dwell among believers, per se. He wants to lead you to dwell among the dead, the spiritually dead. Hallelujah. The place of the flesh, having you going to places that you got no business going to. You hear what I'm saying? And it's sad, many of us as Christians, we're going to certain places we ain't got no business going to, and we're trying to justify and say, well, God ain't offended by it. You got singers saying, hey, we can go to the juke house. God will save people in the juke house. Okay, well, listen, he's not having you dwell in the juke house. See, some Christians are making an excuse to go to these places, talking about, well, you know, the Lord can use us there. That's not why you there. You popping and shaking and locking just like the unbelievers. You all in the flesh just like the unbelievers. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Popping mouth and all that stuff and cussing and everything like what? The unbelievers. And talking about, well, you know, God can save people out of the the Rechab. Well, that ain't why you're going there. You're going there for your flesh. And there are people today who have been imprisoned by Satan. Many have sold their souls to the devil. Many are demon-possessed, full possession. Some are, the devil has taken their mind. But here's the question. Are you ready for that encounter? Are you ready to minister to those in prison by Satan, where you stand the risk of seeing demonic manifestation? And Lord, let me know that many of us is not ready. We're not ready. Hallelujah. We didn't get the $500 on time like we thought. We all messed up now. We can't think straight. We ain't ready. The disciple didn't come out the ship with Jesus. Jesus come out the ship. And I can see why. They wasn't ready. Jesus said they were too much full of fear. He said, how is it that you have no faith? You're going to have faith in the Lord Jesus Christ to minister to those that is imprisoned by Satan. Hallelujah. And there are those who've been imprisoned by Satan, and the world is trying to do their best to tame him. That's why it says here that no man could bind him, no, not with chains, because he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been plucked asunder by him, and the fetters broken in pieces. And many of the fetters used to be made of metal. Let me tell you something. For those of you who think this is fake, I'm just going to give you this information. People that become demonically possessed have superhuman strength. Amen. They have unbelievable strength. Now, I'm not bragging on the power of the enemy. I'm just letting you know this is for real. Unbelievable strength. Hallelujah. And see, these people, the world is trying to do their best to tame them through the doctors and through the psychiatrists. You got people in the mental wards who say that's taking their mind. What do? First thing they do, what they try to do to tame them? Shoot them up with drugs. You got them shot up with so much drugs because why? That's the only thing the world know what to do. They don't know about no curing of the people whose mind has been possessed or taken by the enemy. So what we do, we're going to keep them on drugs, hide up. Well, you ain't doing nothing but helping Satan more because now they more and more and more defenseless. Oh, I know some of you might get upset that I said it concerning doctors, but hey, I love you anyhow. This man was demon-possessed, has superhuman strength. He's breaking chains, feathers. No man could tame him. Plus, you don't read about no man standing up there with him, neither do you. Hallelujah. They tried to tame him. They tried to control him, but they couldn't do it. You cannot try to control or deliver someone the fleshly way. That's not going to work. You can't combat the power of the enemy with fleshly tactics. You can forget it. It's not going to work. And see, many people finna find out in these last days it's not going to work. You've been trying and trying the natural way and the fleshly way, and it's been failing. Now God is letting you see it ain't going to work. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And there are those today, hallelujah, who've been imprisoned by Satan. Satan has taken possession of them. Are you ready to minister to those imprisoned by Satan? Hallelujah. Because people, this is for real. Yeah, it's not a game. It is for real, okay? Amen. Now, some of you say, oh, man, you know, yeah, I heard about that. Oh, man, because you got that unbelieving spirit, okay? Yeah, you got that unbelieving spirit. Watching all the scary movies and you thinking, oh, it ain't nothing to that. Because Satan went to desensitize you. That's what he went to do. Now you thinking it's fake like the scary movies, as you say, that you saw. But you fail to understand that Satan was influencing man to make these kind of moves. And many of these movies are straight up demonic. Why you think you were so shaking and shivering in fear when you were watching them? You looking over your back, over your shoulder, or any kind of squeak coming in the house, you ready to tear down the front door. So I don't care how much you're talking about, well, it's just fake. Well, you didn't feel like that when you were watching it. Hallelujah. And you got some of these people today who think they harder than life. I ain't scared of nothing. Don't no man scare me. I ain't scared of nothing. Well, guess what? They finna face some demonic manifestation. Watch what happens. Watch what happens. I'm talking about these harder than life people. They hardcore. I'm hardcore. You know, it's ridiculous. And you try to warn some people about this, and they so wrapped up in their own strength. The Bible said in verse 5, and always, night and day, he was in the mountains and in the tombs crying and cutting himself with stones. And when Satan, one of the things that when Satan takes over man, he has him inflicting himself. Now, there are some who believe that this man was, and I'm going to see if I pronounce this word right, a masochist. M-A-S-O-C-H-I-S-T. A masochist. You say, well, what is a masochist? A masochist is one who derives sexual gratification from their own pain or humiliation. So they get pleasure after having pain, okay? Well, see, Satan has people afflicting themselves, trying to commit suicide, cutting their wrists, things of that nature. Are you ready to minister to them imprisoned by Satan, who Satan is moving to do these things to themselves? Once again, when you go to many mental wars, what are they doing? They had to keep a lot of them from things because why? Satan tried to use that to try to use them to do what? To afflict themselves. That's why many of them be put in straitjackets and things like that. They don't even give them sheets, because they're afraid that they might tie it around some and choke themselves. Satan, when he gets a hold of man, one of the things he seeks to do is to make man inflict himself. Are you ready to minister to those who you would see who tried to split their wrists, who tried to kill themselves, who tried to drink poison? Are you ready to minister to them? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, you better get ready. Hallelujah. The Bible said when he saw Jesus afar, he ran and worshiped him. And cried with a loud voice and said, what have I to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of the Most High God? I adjure thee by God that thou torment me not. See, demons and Satan is tormented by Jesus. It can't take the power of God. It can't take the word of God. Can't take it. Jesus is the word made flesh. Hallelujah. That's why if someone was sitting in a church building and the word is being read in spirit and truth, they'll go to acting up and they're trying to cause a ruckus, trying to cause distraction. Some distractions that's going on in the churches today is demonic motivated. Okay? There's some people come among that Satan has been using greatly. And that spirit that's operating in them is about to get stirred up and don't want to hear that word going forth. So what? Uses them to cause all kind of interference. And see, even the demons know who Jesus was. Hey, torment me not. That show you Jesus the man. Okay? Because if it was a regular human being under the regular power per se, these regular human beings, no demon going to be begging, hey, don't do that. They might beg when you operate in righteousness and the power and authority of Jesus Christ, but under our own power, no. Jesus come up and they beg, hey, don't torment me. Jesus said unto him, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. Hallelujah. Jesus called, and once again, he called this demon an unclean spirit. He said, come out of him. Hallelujah. See, Jesus will for you to be delivered from the enemy. Hallelujah. And Jesus have delivered many of us from things where Satan had a stronghold, and what do? We ran right back into it. We ran right back into it. Some of us, we have delivered from drugs and homosexuality and prostitution and all that. But then all of a sudden, you had your heart on someone in the church, and you thought they was real big in your eyes. And when you find out they did some sinful stuff, now you messed up, and what do? You ran right back to the thing that the Lord delivered you out of. If the Lord Jesus Christ wanted you in there, he would have left you in there. But he didn't want you in it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Jesus said, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. Okay? And he asked him, what is thy name? And he answered, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. Now notice that when Jesus said, come out of the man, thou unclean spirit. That unclean spirit didn't just come on out. Now, some of you may say, okay, what you saying, Brother Nate? Jesus, we know I ain't saying that. Jesus is teaching us a lesson here. Because notice that when Jesus said it, now Jesus turned around and said, what is your name? And he asked us, saying, my name is Legion, for we are many. And when you're dealing with particular demons, hallelujah. This is where especially you need to discern the spirit to understand what kind of demon you're dealing with, and you call it out by name. Jesus, when the man brought his son to the disciples and they couldn't cast out that demon, remember when he brought him to Jesus? Hallelujah. And he said, hey, I brought him to your disciples and they couldn't cast him out. Can you do anything? And what did Jesus say? Thou deaf and dumb spirit. See how he called it out by name. Thou deaf and dumb spirit. He didn't just say devil come out. He called out specifically. And in some times when you minister, you have to call out that enemy specifically. Whatever kind of spirit you're dealing with, call it out. And Jesus asked what his name. Jesus asked the demon his name. He wasn't trying to make casual conversation talk with this demon. That's a no-no. You never try to make no casual conversation talk with the demon. I don't care what demon. None of them. Don't do that. It ain't wise. Jesus wanted to ask him, they said, oh, I just want to know what your name is. No. It was for a reason. In the ministry, so he can command him to come out. That demon said, my name is Legion, for we are many. See, he was the ruling demon. There were other demons with him inside this man. Hallelujah. See, there were more than one demon. See, many times when people are possessed by a demon, is many times it's more than one. You have one ruling, leading demon, but it's more than one, okay? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And the Bible says, and he besought him much. Who is the he? This is the demon now. He besought him, who is he beseeching? Who is he begging and pleading to, Jesus? He besought him much that he would not send them away out of the country. Now there was there nigh unto the mountains a great herd of swine feeding. And all the devils besought him, saying, send us into the swine that we may enter into them. Why was the demon so concerned about not being sent away out of the country? What is that about? Why are you begging Jesus not to send you out the country, but send you to the swine? Why not? Because see, them demons was set over that region. Now I know some of y'all think this is some tall tale talking and stuff like that, but no, this is for real. Remember the book of Daniel chapter 10, when Daniel had prayed to the Lord and the Lord sent his answer by Gabriel, and Gabriel told Daniel that the day he prayed, he came with the answer, but he met some resistance. I think he referred to him as the king of Persia. Well, he wasn't talking about a natural human being. He was talking about a demon that was set over that region. Because remember, when he met up against this king of Persia, that he had to get some help from Michael. Well, a regular human being couldn't have held no angel. Couldn't hinder an angel. So it had to be a demon spirit set over that region. So now these demons are begging Jesus, don't send us out of the country. Send us into the swine. Hallelujah. And notice that the Bible said they saw some swine feed, not no deers or nothing like that. Because remember, swine in the Old Testament, God let them know that that was an unclean animal. So they wanted to go into that which is unclean. Hallelujah. So they said, send us into that which is unclean. Okay? The Bible said, forthwith Jesus gave them leave. And the unclean spirits, remember there were one spirit speaking to him saying, my name is Legion, we are many. But now I said the unclean spirits, which let you know that when people are demon-possessed, it don't be just one demon. It be more than one, okay? But there's a leader out of the pack, okay? So, and forthwith Jesus gave them leave, and the unclean spirits went out and entered to the swine, and the herd ran violently down a steep place into the sea. There they were about 2,000 and were choked in the sea. And they that fed the swine fled and told it in the city and in the country. And they went out to see what it was that was done. And they come to Jesus and see him that were possessed with the devil. See, they knew this man, but they were staying away from him. Now they see this man, the one that was possessed with the devil, and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind, and they were afraid. The people were afraid. Now, you would think, hey, they should be rejoicing, saying, all right, praise the Lord. Hey, but they was afraid. See, some people finna see the deliverance of the Lord, and they ain't going to understand it. And instead of rejoicing, they're going to become afraid. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You see, no, sometimes it seems like people be more afraid of the manifestation of the power of God than they do of the devil sometimes. You understand what I'm saying? Hallelujah. Because the devil has desensitized them so much in watching these scary movies and all these off-the-wall stuff. Then when you talk to them about Jesus doing something, people want to take off the running. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And they that saw it told them how it befell to him that were possessed with the devil and also concerning the swine. And they began to pray him. They began to pray him to depart out of their coast. Wow. Everybody, listen. Everybody's not going to receive or accept the delivering power of Jesus Christ. But you can't be caught up with that, believer. Long as you're ministering to those who are in need, sometimes we get too caught up on people accepting what we do in the Lord Jesus Christ. Forget that. The main thing is that you do what the Lord say and concentrate on who the Lord wants to deliver. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The man was restored in his right mind. See, whenever Satan takes over, he messes with your mind, you see, people don't be in their right mind. Now, notice that, and that's another thing I want to point out here in his fifth chapter. And it's interesting. Notice that he said in verse 15 that he that was possessed with the devil and had the legion sitting and clothed and in his right mind that they were afraid, clothed. So the opposite of that means he was what? He was naked. You know, one of the things you can tell when Satan is operating or working in something, he always trying to get people to take their clothes off. Always trying to get people to be naked. See, this nakedness that's going on today is the reason of two things, the flesh and Satan. Now you got some of everybody being naked. Man, I'm telling you, I'm just looking on news and hear about these stars, and they keep, and especially the past, I don't know, few months, you hearing of these stars, and I'm going to be honest with you, I ain't trying to strike at the ladies here, but most of it is talking about is women. They'll say, oh, so-and-so, now she's seen in public with a so-so dress with nothing under. Yeah, I'm telling you. Amen. When something is moving you to expose yourself, it ain't the Holy Ghost, okay? And you got some of them talking about they think they can get away with some partial showing. No. Because when you're doing a partial showing and you feel like you're not getting enough attention, you're going to take it further. Amen. You know, I said to you guys on the broadcast yesterday, I said again, this lady who worked for the sports, want to call it the sports channel, something, it's called ESPN, and from what I understand, they suspended her. Now, she made some comments about Barack Obama, but that was not the only comment she also made about women, I guess, in the work industry and how they dress. And she said, and she let it know, I'm not saying that, you know, and I'm going to paraphrase it, she's not saying that bad things or something should happen to you or something like that, but she said that when you dress that way, you know what you're doing. And she right. And boy, women just get upset. ESPN suspended her. I think it's more because of the remarks she made about ESPN. She told them, said she took the vaccine. She had no choice. She said, she believes that when you're trying to make a vaccine mandated, it is sick trying to make people force them to take it. She said she took it because she had no choice because she had to try to keep her job. Oh, ESPN didn't like that stuff. Okay. But it's true. And see, now this spirit of nakedness have crept into the church, and you can look, my God, even those singing supposed to be gospel, man, you look at them and you got to turn your head. Everything too fitty-fitty and too showing. I'm telling you, two things, the flesh and Satan. And believe you me, he's working overtime. Now, we operating in such a way like that, and we thinking we ready to go minister to people that's imprisoned by Satan? Glory to God. We ain't ready. Amen. You know, the people in other countries over there, man, let me tell you something. You go in Africa and stuff like that, man, like one of the brothers in the church told me when he went on missionary work over there, a witch doctor came right in the service and sat down. Okay. We ain't used to no stuff like that over here in America. Oh, yeah, we got witchcraft over here in America, but I used to know warlocks and all that stuff come just sit dead in the congregation. I believe, glory, that if any of us knew that and they come sit in the congregation, we'd just break the door down, just take off running, boom, knock the windows out and everything. You know, we'd be running, we'd be gone. Amen. Because we're not used to that. And see, people are in their comfort zones in the church building walls. So it's now become just a routine just to say a few hallelujahs, drop some money in the collection plate, say some amens, hear a little singing, and then go home. So now it has become a routine. Amen. And we think that that is the whole Christian walk. Well, I'm here to tell you, in your Christian journey, you're going to encounter demonic manifestation. And I'm telling you, people, and I pray that you hear this, that there is going to be more and more demonic manifestation in these last days. I'm telling you now. You can believe it or not, that's you. But I promise you, they ain't going to stop you from seeing it. It's going to happen. There's going to be more manifestation. Things have been here to you, not no more. It's going to come out. The question is, what you going to do? Amen? When you see it, what you going to do? Go jump over barrels and hide? Jesus didn't do it. Bible says he left us an example to follow in his steps. Amen. To follow in his steps. So he said, hey, if I cast out demons, I want you to cast out demons. Point blank. My steps led me into demonic encounters. That's what I'm expecting you. Demonic encounters. Do your thing. Use my name and the power. Okay? But see, when we all wrapped up in the realm of unbelief and thinking that, oh, that just talk. And then now many of us got the nerve to holler out. Now, that was back in biblical days. Boy, that kind of statement, knowing something, Lord Jesus had to help me. I tell you, had to really help me. Because these folks, I'm talking about people that spoke me, quote, into the churches, they say, got this thing of using this phrase back in the biblical days. Well, if that's back in the biblical days, I wonder what day we living in now. I thought they were biblical days, too. I did. You talking about back? That was back in the biblical days. You tell somebody today, such and such a lady, she's pregnant. Oh, yeah, she having a child. Yeah, how old is she? Oh, she's 69. No, man, they got to be fake or they got to been did some drugs or something. Look how old Sarah was when she had a child. What kind of drugs was she taking back then? What kind of fertility stuff she was taking? I tell you, none. And the Lord told him, so you're going to have a child. He said, now look, Sarah, you done got too old. Can't have no children, you know. But see, look at where we at. And sometimes as believers, I personally believe sometimes we really don't even listen to ourselves or what we be saying. One breath we talking about we believe Jesus, he can do miracles today. And the next breath, when you told us something that is a miracle, you say, oh, no, they had to give him fertility medicine. Oh, no, they couldn't have happened. Then you got to put the icing on the cake. That may have happened in biblical days, but not today. What time are we living in? I thought we were living in biblical days. Somebody help me here. Okay? I thought we were living in biblical days. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Just like I gave you the message, the end time message with Lord the other day, the church has slept in slumber. That's what we are slept. We sleeping. We have let Satan lull us into carnal security. We lull to sleep. We sleep right now. Okay? Many of us are so concerned about, quote, getting our careers off the bat, then we are ministering to those who are imprisoned by Satan. I ain't talking about saying a little something here and there. No, I'm talking about really getting prepared. Because people, what you finna encounter, a gun can't save you, okay? Throwing hot oil on something can't save you. This thing is spiritual. And you can't go into the place where there are people who have been imprisoned and demonically possessed or taken over by Satan. You can't go in there and say, uh-oh. Got to break camp out of here. You can't go in there with your knees knocking together saying, now, Mr. Devil, you, would you come out? No, that ain't going to work. You forget that. That's not happening. And see, I'm telling you what I'm really looking at and seeing, and it's, I don't want to say amazing, but I see that the path of where things are going. You got people more and more getting involved in voodoo and witchcraft. Oh, my husband don't give me much attention. My boyfriend don't give me much attention. Now they're going to these readers and psychics. They're going to get this stuff. and put little incantations and these voodoo prayers, and they praying over to make your husband and your boyfriend love you, got them under the spell of the demon. And now the boyfriend and husband, like, they love you to death. They can't be without you. And you up there smiling and grinning. And then as soon as the devil said, hey, you smiling, grinning, then next thing you know, he said, time to pay up. Now he finna work on you. Amen. Now that husband and that boyfriend loving you, quote, as you say, too much. In other words, they have become possessive. Oh, amen. I know some of y'all think that I'm talking far-fetched. No, this for real, people. Amen. Folk getting stuff put on them. Satan has taken people's mind. Yes, yeah, some of this stuff, like I said, people are putting voodoo and witchcraft on people. Amen. That's why you need to walk and be covered in the blood. And walk, watch who you joining yourself to. Everybody smiling in your face and looking good, as you say. Big broad shoulders, muscular man. Woman with the Coca-Cola bottle shape. Don't be fooled by that now, I'm telling you. Because you get hooked up with them and get involved with them, next thing you know, they drop a little powder and stuff on you. Oh, glory to God. Amen, amen, glory to God. Thank God for the precious word of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Are you ready? Before you jump up and ask that question, yeah, I'm ready. What you talking about, Brother Nate? Before you jump up, be honest and real with yourself. Because like I said, the Lord let me see, most of us are not ready. Could you just imagine this for a minute as I get ready to close. Just imagine this. Jesus, as soon as he get out of ship, the Bible said immediately, not 3 hours later, not a day later, but immediately when he come out of ship, here you go. He's met with a demon, a person that got a demon, okay? Hallelujah. Just like you going to somebody's house, as soon as you step out the car, a demon coming at you. Somebody demon possessed. Get what I'm saying? People, this is for real. This is hard down, straight up serious. And I shared this with a young man today, and I told him, I said, man, I'm telling you, definitely be more demon manifestations. This stuff been, quote, as say, hid from you and you ain't been seeing it. Now you're going to see some stuff. And mom ain't going to be able to help you. Fiance, kids, or nothing. You're going to have to know Christ for yourself and be able to cast that demon out. And I'm telling you, the manifestation is going to become more and more. But the simple fact is, Satan has become more bold because, once again, the church has become more scared. We ostracizing. You said, what do you mean, Brother Nate? We're sticking our head in the sand. Okay? We hide it. They're passing stuff in this nation against the law of God, and what do we are? Silent. Silent. Ain't saying nothing, just silent. And then we want to throw up, obey the laws of the land. Well, he didn't tell you obey the laws of the land when it contradicts his law, people. Come on. When it contradicts his law, he didn't tell you to do obey the laws of the land. No. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, I thank you once again for your blessed word. You have given me this opportunity to share the word of God with your people again today. Father, I pray to all those that have heard, would have been touched by this message. I pray that you will use this message for your glory. And Father, I just thank you for what you've done and what you're going to do. For all the glory and honor and praise goes unto you. In Jesus' name we pray, and Father, we thank you. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Thank God for another blessed message today. Thank God for those who've been listening. Lord, say the same. I should be coming on tomorrow. Look for the advertisement tomorrow. So once again, this is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you. May he keep you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.